When virtue fades, even politeness disappears. But when a soul loves God deeply, refinement naturally follows. Do your words and manners reflect a faith in your heart? Stay tuned for an inspiring reflection.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio, and a heartfelt thank you to our protected children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. Today we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Now, I'm sure most of you watching are familiar with the miraculous event that took place in December of 1531, when the image of Our Lady appeared on the tilma on the cloak of Saint Juan Diego. And I'm sure many Catholic channels will cover the historical details of the apparition today. So I wanted to share something a little different. A reflection by Professor Plinio Cuera de Oliveira. As always, the professor draws our attention to details we often overlook, yet which reveal so much depth. He begins with the dialogue between Our Lady and Saint Juan Diego. Speaking in his native language, Our Lady asks him to go to the bishop in Mexico City and request that a temple be built on the spot where she appeared. His response, "I will now, my most noble lady, carry out your orders as your humble servant." Juan Diego then returns from the bishop's palace that same day in the afternoon. The Blessed Virgin was waiting for him. "My dearest queen and most high lady, I did as you commanded, and although I could not speak with the Lord Bishop until after a long time, I communicated your message to him as you commanded. He listened to me kindly and attentively, but from his manner and questions he asked, I understood that he had not believed me. Therefore, I ask you to entrust this to someone worthy of respect and whom one can trust, because you know well, my lady, that this business on which you send me is not for me. Forgive me, my queen, my boldness, if I have departed from the respect due to your greatness. May I not have deserved your indignation, nor have my response displeased you." However, Our Lady insists that he return to the bishop, who then asks for a sign of the apparition. Our Lady tells Juan Diego to come back the next day, and she will grant the bishop's request. But the next day, Juan's uncle falls gravely ill. In a hurry to find a priest, Juan Diego takes another route, hoping to avoid Our Lady. Yet she appears to him again. "Where are you going, my son, and why did you take this path?" Juan Diego replies, "My beloved lady, God keep you. How did you wake up? Are you in good health? Don't be upset by what I'm about to tell you. A servant of yours, my uncle, is ill, and I'm going quickly to the church to bring a priest to hear his confession and anoint him. After this is done, I will return to this place to obey your order. Forgive me, my lady, and have a little patience, for I will return tomorrow without fail." The professor comments, "Regarding this event, several comments can be made. I believe the most interesting is the one that has received the least attention. Juan Diego's attitude towards Our Lady and the language he uses towards her. He addresses her like a true courtier, greeting Our Lady, asking how she's doing, if she is well. And after describing the failure of his mission, he behaves like a true diplomat and explains the human reasons for his failure. At the same time, he expresses his desire to remain inconspicuous, to remain hidden. You see all the qualities of the soul that go into this. The result, Our Lady appreciates his attitude, smiles at the diplomatic advice, and doesn't accept it. On the contrary, she demands that he return. Juan Diego, obedient, returns, for he is not lazy. He doesn't resist her. He is an obedient son. Our Lady reproduced her image on the cloak of Juan Diego, who died in the odor of sanctity. Now listen to the professor's powerful conclusion. Where true virtue exists, delicacy, courtesy, and noble manners appear. But when virtue dies, these things vanish as well. Juan Diego's gentleness of soul gave him gentleness of manners. On the contrary, if he didn't have a gentle soul, he could have been a nobleman by title, but he wouldn't treat Our Lady with true nobility. Which, in turn, proves the following. If Western civilization developed good manners, nobility, and an aristocratic tone to a point never before achieved, this is because there was a Middle Ages, where these things were born from a moment of high virtue, of high piety, when souls hungered for nobility of manners, delicacy, and grandeur. From the sacred soil of Christian Europe sprout all Western courtesy, the offspring of precisely this piety and virtue. But when the revolution came, shattering the spiritual life of Europe, decadence began immediately. Why? Because revolution, egalitarianism, a lack of delicacy of sentiment, and a lack of nobility of manners are completely correlated. An egalitarian cannot have nobility of manners. An egalitarian has the opposite within them. They are selfish, brutal, inclined towards mass rule, wanting to subject all human interaction to a harsh, cold, and crude equality. Thus, you understand well to what extent courtesy and aristocratic tone are children of the Catholic Church. And, on the contrary, trivial, low, egalitarian, and brutal manners are precisely the fruit of the revolution and the devil. Here is a commentary on the manners and soul of this good Juan Diego. May Our Lady of Guadalupe pray for us. And with that, the professor concludes. Juan Diego wasn't noble by birth. He was a common man, a peasant. Yet he had the soul of a gentleman, formed by faith, humility, and love for Our Lady. His manners reflected this inner grace. So today, as we honor Our Lady of Guadalupe, let us also remember the example of her humble messenger. Let us ask for the grace not only to have faith, but to clothe that faith with the noble manners and deep respect that spring from a virtuous soul. May we, like Saint Juan Diego, present ourselves before God and man with the beauty of a refined Catholic heart. Wishing you all a blessed feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe.